Hey guys, and welcome back to Marketing Food Online. It is Damien, and I hope you guys are having another great day. All right, so I'm going to get into a video. It's going to explain how you can use Shopify to create your own food-based website. If you are interested in selling your product online, you don't want to pay anywhere from 800, 900 to about 2 grand or even more to have someone make a website for you. I'm going to show you how easy it really is to use Shopify to create that website. I have multiple stores online. I've actually personally developed all of our stores. I've been on three different platforms before I finally finalized the BrittleBox, which is our candy company. And then marketingfoodonline.com, I created actually with Shopify. So I've worked with both Weebly and Shopify. And I'll be honest with you, I love them both. But I would lean a little bit more towards the side of Shopify. I've been with Weebly for several years now, and I've done a couple of videos on how to utilize Weebly for a food business, for a candy business, like I have. But of course, any type of food product can be marketed and created on any type of website and any type of platform. But I'm going to show you just a few tips, some beginning steps. If you are looking to get your product online and you want to have an online presence with your own site, maybe you're on Amazon, maybe you're on eBay or Etsy, that's fine and great. But to be honest with you need to accompany that type of presence online. You need to accompany that with a website of your own. Okay, so that gives you more validity, gives you more web-based, sorry about that, I was reading something, gives you more web-based appearance. You need to be online in a lot of different places as much as possible. That's my motto. That's what I've always done and believed in. We have six online stores and of course our YouTube channel, and we even have a couple of YouTube channels dedicated to promoting our food business. So, and I'm going to get into that in a totally separate set of videos. So let me focus now and let me get on the ball here and let me show you what I want to show you. I'm not going to get too deep into all of the parameters and all of the different things you can potentially do. I'm going to start off little by little so you understand that if you have a basic understanding of your store sites such as Etsy and eBay and even Amazon, if you're familiar with adding products, you're familiar with descriptions, you understand that it's important to have great keywords and great titles, well, then the next step really is to have your own site if you don't have one. And you don't necessarily, like I said, don't need to pay someone a lot of money to do it. So let's jump right in here. So this right here is this is actually one of the Shopify partner sites that I'm actually part of where I can show you an example. This is all just for demonstration purposes. This does not exist. I want to walk you through some of the features so you understand it. And like I said, I'm going to do a few videos here and there to explain more about how to create your Shopify store. So now one of the things really quick, I want to show you the great thing about Shopify is the amount of apps. There are apps which you can add. Some of them are free and some of them they do charge, but they are additional applications that can be put onto a Shopify website that will allow it to become more interactive, will offer your customers more, make it easy to check out, track data. It can follow statistics and give you feedback and just literally it's like endless, which is something that's why I kind of lean more towards Shopify as opposed to Weebly. In regards to the variety of additional apps that you can get for your store, and it would be right here under apps. And I, like I said, I'll get into that much more in detail later. So I'm going to start off with the homepage. So, okay, you signed up for Shopify, and by the way, really quick, I will add a link down below which will allow you an opportunity to sign up and check this out for yourself to see if it's something that you want to be a part of and want to try to do on your own. It is definitely not rocket science. Believe me, it's not. It's just a matter of taking some time to understand how it works and then doing it. The time to do it and build it yourself will save you a lot. Plus, anytime you want to add additional products or if you want to add new things or new features to your own website, you could sit in your office or if you happen to be at home, open up your laptop and you can go ahead and begin to add whatever it is you want, or take away whatever it is that you want to take away, as opposed to always having a web designer there that you have to call and wait for that person to be available to update information, et cetera, et cetera. It becomes a long, lengthy thing. You can just do it yourself. Okay. So this is a generic site I set up called Food Biz USA. Okay. And this is the, excuse me, This will be the first page you'll see when you sign in, and this will give you all of your statistics and information right off the bat. If you have a sale, it'll show right here in the box. Of course, we don't have sales yet because this is a sample site. No orders here pending that you need to fulfill, and there's no sessions yet. So the sessions are kind of keep you up to date as far as each day, how many visitors you may have, page views, visits to the website itself. And this even has, which I love very much. This is fantastic. Something that I haven't really noticed on Weebly, and that's the live visitors. So this literally tells you instantaneously, like right now, if I was on, I could see if there's anybody on my site. And you can literally click on that. And from that box, you can check live data. And there it is. And it would show you where someone is, okay? If you've got 100 people and you've got them from 20 different states, every area, you'll see this little pin, and that will show you where you are at and where those visitors are coming from. So let's go over to the homepage. And as you scroll down here, this is the box that's going to allow you to take the first step, of course, in launching your store. You need to have a product. So this is where you see your cursor changing to a hand. You'd click on that and you'd add product to that. And I'm going to walk you through that in a couple of seconds. I'll show you exactly how we'll create a generic product. Then you can customize your online store to match your brand. So if there's a certain type of look, you have a custom logo, product slideshows, which are fantastic ways. If you've got multiple food products, let's say you have a line of candies and you've got a variety of different packaging, or maybe you're trying to get into corporate sales or corporate events and you want to show some samples of how it could look with a company logo, and you've got multiple images of that, product slideshows are fantastic to do that. And I'll show you how we can get into that too. So then you can add your own domain name. If you've got a name, like, you know, if it's susiescandies.com, or whatever that may be, to kind of set yourself apart from just having a store online with no true name. If you have a candy name or the name of your business, for instance, you can add that domain on here. And that's a super, super simple way of doing it as well. And it just goes on and on down here. Excuse me. It has a handful of different features where you can manage your inventory, orders across locations. If you've got images or you've got stock products, locations, retail stores and warehouses and third-party fulfillment, you can bring all those together. That's another reason why I like Shopify more so than I do Weebly. And to be honest with you, I'm actually in the process of thinking of transitioning over from Weebly to Shopify.com with our candy company. So let me go over here to the next drop-down menu, orders. So you have all orders, drafts, and your abandoned checkouts. Let me scroll down here a little bit. So once you have orders, this is where that will be. And you can actually create orders as well. You can, again, search the products for the item itself. And you can get the email invoice and the different types of payments. Now, of course, the other great thing is that Shopify, you can create, you can actually add all of your, down in the settings section, and I'll get into this in a separate video, your payment providers, really quick, anywhere from PayPal, Stripe, just a variety of ways that you can accept payments, which is fantastic too. You can set that up for yourself. And of course, it's depending on who you like, who has the lowest fee. And to be honest with you, across the board, a lot of them are relatively the same, very similar as far as the percentages of the fee transactions go. So we're going to add, let's add a product. This is the add products page. So when you click on the add products, this will be the page that will come up. And it is very, very simple. And again, your titles, you want to make sure that you optimize your title, description, and your tags. That's what I've always said across the board. And that's kind of a common sense thing when it comes to SEO, is that you want to make sure that's more as precise as possible. So let's just say chocolate. We're going to do chocolate covered. Sorry, it's really late in the evening when I'm doing this video. Pretzels, let's just say pretzels. And it's going to be a 16 count assorted toppings. Okay. Yep, I spelled that wrong. I got it. All right. Okay, so what I like to do is also the first line I want to copy, and then I want to bring it down here. And then you get into a description. So here's the one thing that's really key. When you're selling or trying to sell food products, there's something different about food product descriptions, based on my own experience, than as it is compared to selling a USB cable or a laptop or any of that sort. In order for you to take a customer from just a viewer of the image online, a viewer of the listing, to a buyer, you really need to get descriptive. So for instance, the chocolate covered pretzel rods, I would say these are handmade to order, fresh, crunchy pretzel rods coated with delicious milk chocolate. You have to pardon the quick typing. It's really late where I am doing this video. So delicious milk chocolate and white chocolate. Covered in over 70 toppings. We actually offer a line of coated pretzel rods, and we have at least, I don't know, the last time we counted, it's like 70 toppings. And we mix them up and we put them all over, and over 70 toppings and a variety of flavors. Perfect for any birthday, wedding, or celebration. All right. Now, of course, you can go on a little bit more with it, but you kind of get the gist of what I mean. It's super important to, when it comes to food, explain the types of textures, the types of colors, the types of flavors that the customer could expect when they bite into or eat a food product. It's really ultra important, guys, that you do that when it comes to selling a food product online, because in a grocery store, you can touch it, feel it, smell it, taste it, even in some cases, get a sample. So when the customer is in there in a grocery store in person, they can see the product, they can look at it, it becomes tantalizing, it's something that they'd like, maybe it's a healthy product. Whatever it may be, they're closer physically to the product. When you're online, I can't reach to a laptop and touch a chocolate pretzel, smell it, look at it, taste it, whatever it is. You have to describe it, so that gives the image to the customer in their mind, okay? And again, you could go on, you can elaborate a little bit more, but for demonstration purposes, I don't want to put you guys to sleep. So now I want to upload a picture really quick, and we got pretzels and... Okay, so we're going to, all right, let's choose this one. Perfect. So this gives a great image to work with. That's one of our 2-pound pretzel bowls. And now you come down here to the pricing. And then what we do is we'll type in our retail. It's $24.99. And now I always try to, the other great thing about Shopify is they have this compare at pricing. It works very well, in my opinion, having that feature available. Weebly, I don't necessarily have that on my Weebly site, but by doing this, it gives a psychological pricing, excuse me, a different perspective on the pricing when the customer sees something like $32.99, of course, charge tax. So this price will appear on the side of the retail price, and it will be kind of crossed out, showing that it's got a discount, right? So the customer is looking to get a deal, and they're like, wow, you know what? It's normally $32.99. And it's on sale for $24.99. Well, that's a great deal. Okay. Now, inventory, you can put a SKU or barcode. If you don't want to track it, Shopify tracks this product's inventory. So what I do is I don't necessarily, all of our products are made to order. Okay. But if you're owning a food business, let's say you're doing candy and you buy it and you have it in stock, you've got Snickers chocolate bars and you have 1,000 units, then you just want to put 1,000 in. Okay. And then that way Shopify will track it and keep track of it and deduct it. So you know where you're at with your inventory instantly when you go online and you look at the listing on the backside where we are now. And you can see, you know what, you're running low, then you can reorder. So another great thing I would recommend is that you can, if you have a constant flow of inventory and you can get the product in relatively quick, allow the customer to go ahead and purchase the product if it's out of stock, if you know that you've got something coming in, okay? What that does is that allow you to, of course, keep cash flow coming in. Your customers know that they can get the product and it's going to be en route once you get your inventory replenished. Now, use this calculator shipping rates at the checkout, label prices during fulfillment. So if this product was 3 pounds shipping, I would actually put in £3 shipping. Don't put the actual weight of just the product. Remember, you have to account for the box, the shipping, the packing. If you have to put an ice pack in there, all of that has to be accounted for, okay? I don't do international specifically on my Weebly site. And then, of course, variations. Now, if that product has a different multiples of variations, you know, let's say it was 16, I have 16 count pretzels in chocolate, and then I have a 16 count that is in white chocolate, and you want to do them separately or individually, you can add variations, making it very easy for you to keep track of the different flavors or different types of food that you may have. Now, this section here, search engine listing preview, this is how this specific listing for this product, this is going to be how it looks in the search engine. So hypothetically, if Google, once this gets in there and the SEO gets, into Google's system, what you'll have a chance to do is you can see this as the actual listing preview. So this is how it'll look. Okay. Now, the one thing you want to keep in mind is up here on the right, okay, tags. You want to actually add tags to this. I'm a big believer in hashtags, but for this, I would say chocolate pretzels, right? And then hit enter, okay? And you see how it pops down here on the bottom? That is one of the possible tags that will trigger this product to be found when it's categorized and it's in the SEO. The SEO is gets it into Google's system and allows it to be found. This is one of the tags that will assist the customer in finding your product. I am a big believer in chocolate pretzel. Hashtag chocolate pretzels, okay? Because that's one of the, I've already checked into it, one of the very popular types of tags and groups of words that are searched for through Google, chocolate pretzels, okay? That's a no-brainer. And remember, it has no spaces. Hashtags have no spaces. And again, you could go on, you could do wedding favors, it could be great for parties, bridal showers, etc. Okay, just again, this example, I don't want to do too much with this. I just want to show you how the basics work. Now, the product type, if you have a certain type of product, you can place that description in there. Of course, we make all of ours. There's not a vendor for us. I don't sell electronics, let's say, so I don't have a Canon camera or anything like that. I leave that just blank. I actually don't add that on my own site, okay? And then you hit the save button and you are good to go. Okay, now give this 1 second. And let me check and see if this will show up in view. Yeah, this is, okay, so it's not gonna show the actual listing because this is our sample site. And okay, that's fine. So right here, promote, by the way, you can share it on Facebook directly. You can attach your Facebook account and you're all set, you're good to go, okay? So that is creating the most basic concept of a Shopify listing for a food product. And again, the most important factors when trying to sell food online is this wording, this description. Now, one other great way, like I said before, I mentioned earlier, and then I'll wrap up this particular video and then I'll move on, I'll do another video so I can keep them short and kind of break up the introduction to it so you guys don't necessarily fall asleep while I'm talking. Is that here in the description box, you can add a video, insert images, and you can also insert a table, okay? Now, I actually have I have multiple YouTube channels, like I mentioned before. The BrittleBox, I have a channel dedicated to the BrittleBox, and I post videos up there of products specifically for search engine and such. So in this box, I could actually upload and insert a video from my YouTube channel, one of my videos that I made, and put it in here if I had one specifically about my chocolate pretzels, let's say, right? Because that video will actually, it helps when customers look at listings that are accompanied with videos, it's a much better likelihood that they buy the product because of the video, because video has such an impact, especially on food. I'll tell you right now, it's huge. Photos are great. This is okay. It's great. But when you've got a video attached to it as well, it becomes a sales pitch. It's almost pitching it for you in a sense. And customers love them. They love to interact with the videos. So that is something that you can literally insert in your listing, again, on Shopify. And it's another easy method to do it. So With that being said, I'm gonna wrap up just this real basic introduction here for a product listing, and then I'm gonna go down through each one of these, and I'm gonna give you guys videos on how all of this stuff works, and including the settings, and I'll show you how I set up my store on Shopify. And again, you can check out, of course, the link in the description. Look at it for yourself, and I believe they have a trial period that allows you to kind of play with the website in a sense and get a feel for it before you make a commitment to making a site yourself. So if you guys have any questions about this, please, as always, do let me know down below. And if you're not subscribed to my channel, please do subscribe. I've got hundreds of videos to show you how to bring your recipe to market. If you're looking to sell locally, or if you want to be online and you want to sell it to the whole world, I can show you how to do that too. I appreciate it, guys. And as always, please do share my videos with friends and family, and I will see you guys on the next video.